America Weekend.
Seems Lady Susan will finally visit.
Lady Susan Vernon?
That woman's a fiend.
Congratulations on being about to receive the most accomplished flirt in all England.
Excuse me for a...
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Love and Friendship.
It's not often I get to use the word delectable, so I'm relishing the opportunity to utilize it here when heralding the triumph that is Whit Stillman's Love and Friendship. Tired of battling superheroes and cartoon fish? Then don't miss this rare summer chance to immerse yourself in this sumptuous comedy of manners based on a minor Jane Austen novel. The glamorous Kate Beckinsale has captured the role of her career in Lady Susan Vernon, and she's just marvelous in this 18th century period piece. Xavier Samuel, the star of the mesmerizing Frankenstein update I've recently reviewed, is just one of the targets in Widow Vernon's field of vision as she searches for a suitable husband for her daughter Frederica before they both go broke. And Lady Susan charms and beguiles a host of men in her quest, including the doltish Sir James Martin, as played by the hilarious Tom Bennett. Writer and director Stillman has made something of a filmic comeback this last decade after a 14-year hiatus following 1998's The Last Days of Disco. Miss Beckinsale was the star of that one too, along with the talented Chloe Sevigny, who takes on the role of American Alicia Johnson here. Mr. Stillman obviously still has so much to offer, and this smart, funny, mature delight proves it. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And as always, don't forget to check out Mark's terrific website. It has all of his long-form reviews. Simply go to reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. And as always, Mark will be back next week. Well, what about the financial frenzy in the wake of the Brexit vote? What was it? The day the vote was announced, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost over 600 points. And again, it goes to show how world markets will react, usually negatively, to the tiniest of news that takes place anywhere in the world. Have a little focus on what Brexit really means. It doesn't mean anything today, tomorrow, next week, next month. It could take up to 2 years for them to negotiate themselves out of the EU as the UK says goodbye to the EU. And there are too many letters in one place at one time, and that concerns me, but that's a whole different story. This story is how Wall Street reacted and the kick I got when I watched Jim Cramer on CNBC the morning after the vote. Jim Cramer and all of these Wall Street buddies, they come off as if we know everything there is to know about every single corporation across America, and we need to take our life savings and just force it into these stocks because we're going to become rich beyond our wildest dreams. Cramer, who for some reason never looks into the camera when he's on that Squawk Box thing, and even when he does his own Mad Money show with the sound effects, which is just too much for me to bear, but he comes off in a way, hey, you know what? I know things are bad down there right now, but you got to take all your money and just plow it into Amalgamated Kitchen Faucets. I mean, this company is just so strong in so many different sectors. They're just ready to blow. I mean, this is going to be big. How do you know these things? The guy is wrong so often as well. If you really want to chuckle one time, go Google Jon Stewart and Jim Cramer. And Stewart did a thing about how Cramer is always wrong, especially when he was touting Lehman Brothers weeks before the infamous crash of 2008. But to watch Cramer the other day, oh, here's your chance. Take that money, plow it into United Bubblegum. The dynamics in this company, they're amazing. You know, Jimmy Chuckles, you know, he was a former circus clown. He came up with this great bubblegum, and now they're ready to take over the world. This is an opportunity. This is not, you know, we're losing money here left and right on Wall Street. Your 401ks are just being savaged right now. You're going to be retiring with like $8 in your account, but oh, you got to plow your money and get into this bubblegum thing right now. Enough. Enough. It scares you not only to think that your money is so vulnerable to the slightest of world events. It also scares you when you take a look at the personalities that are really controlling your money. If you're someone that has a lot of money invested in these companies, how well do you really know the personality of your wealth manager? Yes, that person who gets on the phone and sends you that statement every month, oh, everything is fine. It's great. It's terrific. I have two words for you. Bernie Madoff. The whole thing was a scam. The whole Wall Street thing is a scam. I get a kick out of how people will think that financial investing is up here. It's in this wonderful utopia of just the purest way for you to increase your wealth and make your lot in life better for you and your family. But then we look and over there we see, oh, those casinos and, oh, those racetracks with the men with the short plaid pants from 1979 and they're chewing on these old cigars that they picked up from the floor and they're disgusting. And that's not investing, that's gambling. But that over there, in the ivory tower of Wall Street, that is the penultimate. That is investing. When you watch these commercials for these investment firms, it's almost as if these are being sent down from above, that God wants you to invest with this firm right now. While you have the other guys just taking a chance playing roulette in the casinos. What is the difference between the two? There is none. Nobody knows. A guy like Cramer comes on and tells you about some company you never, throw your money in this company now. They don't know. It's all simply a game of chance. And it's no more than that. So if you're going to start dabbling in the markets, realize that Jimmy the circus clown who invented that United bubblegum, he's also the guy investing your money at the same time. Stay with us. More to come. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a three-day weekend every week? How can you make it happen?
You may need to get the approval from your boss, but it can be done.
Just stop thinking about time and start focusing on results. If you can produce the desired results in 4 days, why work five?
How can you do this? Conduct a time audit. It may not sound like fun, but it's only temporary, and it's an incredible tool to discover waste.
Here's how it works. Set an alarm for 15 minutes. When the alarm sounds, record what you're doing.
Do this for 2 weeks, then look at the data you've gathered. Determine how you can use your time better.
Then you'll get the results you want in less time. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Family often tries to pressure a potential biker.
Didn't like it. Wife was even more difficult.
Other families see motorcycling as the ultimate stress reliever.
Everybody's got a bike except mom.
Family pressure. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Motorcycling.
Take a risk every time you get on one, but I love them. I just love their freedom of it. My wife rides with me from time to time. She enjoys it, but she's always a little nervous. So trust me in my riding, but we never trust anybody else.
How about you?
My dad rides, brother, sister, brother-in-law, niece. Everybody's got a bike except mom. She just never rode on her own. She always rode on the back, but she likes to ride. It's sweet. I have all family if I want to ride with all family, and then if not, there's more than enough friends.
I'm a big boy, you know. She doesn't say anything anymore.
You missed.